What are the 10 millionaire habits that I developed over time? The 10 millionaire habits that I've learned over the last 18 years has gotten me actually pretty far in life, but I did lose everything halfway through my career around year 7, and I crashed and burned. I went bankrupt, I lost it all, and I had to go back down to the basics and restudy and relearn and practice real estate in a different form and fashion. But if I was in another industry, I would still practice the same 10 elements that I'm going to talk to you about right here now. So the first one is I won't keep up with the Joneses. I'm not going to keep up with the Joneses. No matter what my friends are doing, my family members are doing, the vehicles they ride and drive in, you know, the vacations and exotic stuff that they do, the fancy dinners, I'm only going to do what I'm comfortable doing with what I can afford, and I'm just gonna be comfortable in my own skin. I am not going to go in and try to keep up with somebody else because it's gonna create frustration and it's gonna cause you to spend more money and to live life in a different form and fashion than you really truly should. So number one is don't keep up with the Joneses. Number two, I will invest in myself first. Well, what does that mean, Brandon? Investing in myself first means I'm saving money. When I'm saving my money, when I make money, I'm gonna go ahead and give myself probably 10% or more of my earnings and put it to the side. And I'm gonna utilize that to go back into my business, or I'm gonna invest in the stock market, buy more real estate. I'm gonna compound my savings. And over time, year in, year out, month in, month out, year in, year out, this savings is gonna compound and grow. And it's gonna increase my net worth. Number three, I'm not going to buy a vehicle that allows me to break the bank. So for the first time ever in my whole life at 38 years old, I just bought a 2020 Jeep Rubicon, fully loaded. I actually went to the Jeep dealership and said, hey, I want the most expensive thing in the lot, show it to me. And they showed me this badass little vehicle, or big vehicle actually, and it was great. For me, it was a tax write-off. I bought it in my company, and I did a section 179 expense right off the bat, deduction right off the bat. And you know, that was great. But for the first time I ever bought a vehicle, and it was the first time I ever bought a vehicle that was brand new was when I was 38 years old, 18 years into the business. Well, why is that? Well, first and foremost, when you buy a new vehicle, you're gonna lose value right off the lot immediately. So you're automatically depreciating, you know, like, immediately. And I don't like buying depreciating assets. In fact, it's not a vehicle is not an asset. Some people may argue that an old classic car could be an asset. That's beyond the scope of this video. But to be quite honest with you, a car itself is a liability. So I have in the past have only bought vehicles that I could buy with cash, or if for some reason I did have to have a payment, I could easily make that payment and my debt to income ratio didn't go extravagantly high based on my income. So with that said, I'm going to buy a vehicle that is something that I can afford. Now, after 18 years, you know, could I buy a Tesla? Could I go buy, you know, some fancy $150,000 vehicle? Probably so. Actually, yes, I can, but I didn't. I bought something that was perfect for my lifestyle, something that I could ride around in with my kids. And not, and for me, I'm not really that flashy of a guy. And this was the perfect vehicle for me. And the reason why I bought this vehicle and bought it brand new is my real estate assets have actually brought in enough income over the years where I can pay cash for this. So I get a double whammy. Not only do I get the tax deduction, completely writing it off for the income for this year, I'm actually getting a brand new vehicle that my businesses are paying for me. So I've created an asset that actually paid for this vehicle. I didn't have to go in and hurt myself to afford it. So that is one of the things that I've learned along the way is don't have the nicest vehicle until you can afford it. And in fact, even if you can afford it, like me, I can actually afford a nicer vehicle. I bought something that's comfortable for me and my lifestyle. I don't have to go out and buy this expensive, you know, vehicle just to be flashy because I can. I just bought something that I'm comfortable in. So that's something that I've learned. Number four, I've actually learned to give. And actually from day one, from my career from day one. I've given back 10%, and now it's upwards to 12 or 15% each year. But I give back to causes that I believe in. Immediately when I make money, I set aside 10 to 15% of my earnings, and I mark down what I want to give back. And I'll give back to my local church. I'll give back to a benefit in Guatemala that I actually fund. I'm part of a nonprofit mission down there who actually helps kids get off the street and create programs for them so that they don't become prostitutes or become gang members. We keep them busy and we feed them each week. And that's something that's near and dear to my heart. On top of that, I do a yearly $10,000 giveaway that helps local charities here that are needing help to fund their mission. So for me, giving is near and dear to my heart, and I'm really excited to help these people out in their own missions to give them a hand up. Number five, I have an emergency fund. I have an emergency fund. Not only am I giving money away, I'm actually investing in myself in savings, but beyond my savings that I'm investing in, I have an emergency fund. I have a couple $100,000 ready, just tucked away, just being all vulnerable with you and transparent, tucked away in the event of a worst case emergency. It's there. It's going to help me out in a strain and a distress. Number six, I take advantage of all of the tax deductions that are available to me with what I do and my income level. So as I'm growing and learning, I'm earning, I'm continuously learning and I'm studying. I'm getting the best advisors that I can surround myself with who are telling me all about the different guidelines and what I can do to deduct income from my income each year. And it allows me to save more and to give more back. Number seven, I seek advice. I actually seek advice. I find the best mentors that I can afford, and I get surrounded by them by paying for myself to get into the best rooms. So I buy courses and training programs. I also buy mentors and mentorships and masterminds. I buy into these groups, and these allow me to have the best networking possible. And it's making me smarter, and it's actually making my income go up. In fact, 3 years ago when I stopped my business with my former business partner, recently, over the last 2 and 3 years, I've doubled and tripled and then quadrupled my income. So elevating yourself into a position and putting yourself into a position where you're surrounded by people who are like-minded entrepreneurs, but who have already done it before you, and you know, you get by them and get with them with their wisdom, it actually accelerates your own income and your own knowledge and gets you to the next level. Number eight, learning is earning, right? Earning your way through reading books. I read books like crazy. I'm trying to get to 100 books a year. And this year alone, I'm actually taking a speed reading course. So I'm learning as much as I can by reading as much books as I can. Reading books by people who have already done it, who've been before you in different areas of life and different parts of business and different mindsets. And then also reading books from people who have a different perspective from you. If you're a Democrat, read a book, you know, that's written by a Republican. If you're a Republican, read a book that's written by a Democrat. Learn the other perspective so that you can have a better conversation with somebody when you have somebody that opposes you in that element. So you can have a healthy understanding. And then from there, you actually have mentors from hundreds of years ago or 100 years ago or wherever, 10 years ago, 2 years ago, now. These mentors are in the forms of the authors who drafted these books and written them. And you're going to get so much more if you read. I don't play video games. I don't have any crazy hobbies other than a couple glasses of wine a night. I am trying to surround myself and get myself smarter. I'm trying to surround myself with wisdom. And that's accelerating me. That's appreciating my lifestyle. It's appreciating my knowledge. Just like real estate goes up over time, my knowledge is going up over time, and it's helping me to become a better person because of it. Number nine, I actually look for other income streams. Not only do I flip 100 homes a year, I'm buying rental properties for long-term rentals. I'm buying short-term rentals for increasing my income each year. On top of that, I'm investing in the stock market. I'm investing in funds, funds like bonds, bond funds and indexes and stuff like that. I'm investing in startups. I'm investing in social media and YouTube now and helping my personal brand. I am constantly reinvesting my time and energy, and other than that, my money. I'm reinvesting my money so I can have a greater return, and that's helping me up level my game. Number 10, I'm teaching and sharing what I've learned. I'm helping others raise them up to the level where I'm at, and hopefully beyond. I'm hoping some of my students or all of my students will surpass me one day. I'm hoping they will keep going where it took me 18 years to get to where I'm at now. I hope it takes them 2. I hope it takes them 8 months. I want my students to really exceed and do better than me. And because I've got myself invested in other people's lives, it's actually helped me out. It's actually helped me out more because networking, everybody knows somebody I don't know. And a lot of people like to refer people to me that help me elevate in different areas of my life. If you need fitness, maybe somebody that you're mentoring can give you fitness. If you need income, raised, somebody in your network that you're mentoring might know somebody you could talk to. I have not taken it for granted that I've been teaching people over the last couple of years, and it's actually helped me triple my income as well. Not only am I getting around and surrounded by mentors in the right rooms and through books, reading books, I'm getting around students, and they always know somebody. They always have a different perspective. And here's the kicker. When you're teaching a student something that you already know, you actually learn it better. As you are teaching this, you learn the trade, the skill set even better. And it only helps you in the long run. So I hope this 10 millionaire habits from the last 18 years that I've gone through, that I've learned, actually helps you out and bears witness with you. Thank you guys. If you have an opinion, go ahead and comment below. I actually read all the comments and respond to them. Hit that like button and subscribe if you want more REI Society information.